release the warrant. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Former President Trump calling for the public release of the search warrant used to raid his Florida home on Monday. Attorney General Merrick Garland said Thursday the Justice Department had asked the courts to unseal it.
The department filed the motion to make public the warrant and receipt in light of the former president's public confirmation of the search.
Federal Magistrate Bruce Reinhart then gave the former president until 3 p.m. Friday to oppose it. Mr. Trump releasing a statement a few hours ago encouraging the release of the documents, saying even though they've been drawn up by radical left Democrats and possible future political opponents. Citing unnamed people familiar with the investigation, the Washington Post says FBI agents were looking for documents related to nuclear weapons. Trump attorney Christina Bob tells Fox's The Ingram angle, that's a ruse.
Normally they should come out with exactly what happened and why and explain themselves, and if it was a good reason, they would have solid ground. They are not on solid ground, so they had to come up with something that would potentially terrify the American public into freely giving up their constitutional freedom.
Attorney Bob said the Trump legal team had been cooperating with the FBI about documents from the Trump White House prior to the raid. The Ohio Highway Patrol says they were forced to shoot and kill a man who tried to force his way into the FBI Cincinnati field office Thursday after he fled and led them on an hour-long car chase and then a foot pursuit.
Throughout the afternoon, the officers attempted to negotiate with the suspect. As those negotiations went on, over time, they eventually failed.
Lieutenant Nathan Dennis says when the suspect pointed a weapon at officers, they shot and killed him. His motive still unclear. A spokesman for actress Anne Heche revealing she is not expected to survive the injuries she suffered when she crashed her car into a home in Los Angeles last Friday, saying she sustained a severe brain injury. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
As the one-year anniversary of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan approaches, humanitarian agencies say Afghan citizens are starving.
UNICEF's chief of nutrition, Melanie Galvin, issued this warning.
The number of children who are severely malnourished has doubled, and I do not see those numbers improving.
Mel McGroarty of the World Food Program has been shocked by the level of suffering.
What we see is people just traumatized from the absolutely desperate situation.
Hunger has increased by 60% since the U.S. left and the Taliban took over, according to the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, appointed by Congress. At the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
Those stickers on the floor that show you where to stand in the checkout line, they can be peeled up now. The Centers for Disease Control saying Americans no longer need to stay 6 feet away from one another or quarantine themselves if they come in close contact with someone who's been infected with the coronavirus, because the CDC estimates 95% of us now have some form of immunity, either from the vaccines or from previous infections. The House Friday poised to pass the spending bill already approved by the Senate, which would set minimum business tax rates, financial climate change programs, and sextuple the IRS budget. A day at the beach ends tragically for a woman in South Carolina.
A 63-year-old woman at South Carolina's Garden City Beach died Wednesday when strong winds carried away a beach umbrella, impaling her in the chest. Horry County Chief Deputy Coroner Tamara Willard says Tammy Perot died from chest trauma while undergoing treatment at a hospital. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission reports about 3,000 people are injured by beach umbrellas every year. A Virginia woman was killed in 2016 in a similar incident. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.